We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, five lines from the top, at the end of the line. That we learned in our Mishnah that there are five Kavanos Tzibur that are Doiche Tumah, but they're not Nechal B'Tumah. And the five in our Mishnah is the Omer, which is the Minchas Omer you bring to Matah Chadosh, which they are Lechem, that's we bring on Shuas, Lechem Aponim, is every Shabbos, Zivcha Shabbat Sibur, Sirah Rosh Chodoshim, Zivcha Shabbat Sibur is the Shlom and come on Shuas together with Shtei Alechem, and Sirah Rosh Chodoshim, which is the Musafim Arish Chodesh. Zok the Gemara, the Memra, we see from the Gemara before that said that Rosh Chodesh is called Mayid, that's why it's Deicha Toma, the Kula Mayid Asi, everything is learned out from Mayid, not immediately. What's the Makar for all the Kabbanis that are, all the Kabbanis Sibur that are Deicha Toma? How do we know that it's Deicha Toma? Tana Barun Tana Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, in the parasha of Yom Tovim, and this parasha also includes the Shtei Halechem and the Shtei Halechem and the Minchas Omer. It says in the pasuk, "Da'ave Moshe es ba'adei Hashem al bnei Yisrael." Ma tamalim? Why did this pasuk? Lefi shaloi lamanu elo tamid upesach. We only know that tamid upesach is deicha Shabbos and Tuma because by them it says clear b'moyadoi. Shneimar b'hu b'moyadoi. By Tamid it says Shabbos bnei Yisrael. Matleim is covering lachvili shai reich nirchachit tishvu lahakiv li b'moyadoi. And it says by Pesach a different pasuk. V'yashu bnei Yisrael is a Pesach b'moyadoi. We darshim b'moyadoi filled with Shabbos. B'moyadoi filled with Tuma. Shai kabbalas sibur menayin. How you know other kabbalas sibur besides for Tamid and Shabbos? And besides the Talmud and Pesach, hey, besides Talmud and Pesach, all the Kavanos Tzibur are Deicha Tuma, Menayin Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Eilu Tasu Lashem Mayadeichem. And this is going in Parashas Pinchas by the Musafim. It says, Eilu Tasu Lashem Mayadeichem, Levam Nidreichem, Levesechem, says Mayadeichem by the Musafim. So we know, but Mayad also is Deicha Tuma and Shabbos. Menayin Rav is Oimer Vakar of Imoy. How do you know Oimer and the Oilus that come with Oimer, Vishtei Alechem Vakar of Imoy, which is Zivche Shlomim? Tam Leiman, this is Parashah, V'yidav HaMoyshah, Esma'adi Hashem, El B'nei Yisrael, HaKosim Kav HaMoyed, Echad HaKulam, it's all called a Moyed. So bottom line, all the things in the Mishnah, all the things in Mishnah, we have Moyed. Oimer and Shtei Lechem says, V'yidav HaMoyshah, Esma'adi Hashem, B'nei Yisrael, and Zivchei Shalmet Tziba, Sirah Shechadashim, it says, that's by the, Zivchei Shalmet Tziba actually is passing V'yidav HaMoyshah, Esma'adi Hashem, B'nei Yisrael, and Sirah Shechadashim is included in El Tas Hashem, Mayadechem. Now, we left that Lechem upon him. What's the Makar of Lechem Aponim? So Tosfos Divrei Maaseh Shekein speaks about it in the third, fourth line. It says, Lechem Aponim, Oimer Riva, Medechsiv Tomid. It says in the parasha there, Tomid. V'sata al shulchan Lechem Aponim, Lefanei Tomid. If you can ask, what exactly is the Issa Shabbos Negeya Lechem Aponim? So the Rasha speaks out, because you have to be Makar of the Bezichim, the Levoina, you're Makar of the Lechem Aponim. And that's why you have the Pasuk Tomid over there that tells you even on Shabbos and even Batuma. Zok the Gemara, V'chol Hani Lomeli. Why do you need all these different drashas? You have Mayada, you have Dav Moshes Mad Hashem, Elo Taz Hashem Mayadechem. Why do you need all of them? Zok the Gemara, Tzrichi. Likos Rachmona Tamid, if it just said Tamid, Mayadeh Tamid, you couldn't learn out everything from it. Why? Havamina Davka Tamid is Deicha Shabbos and Tuma. Shekein Todir V'chol. First of all, it's constant, it's every day. And number two, it's Kol, it's something that is completely brought on Mizbech, completely burnt on Mizbech. Aval Pesach, we say Pesach is not Tod B'Kol Loi. Kamash Lom, even Pesach. Because when a Pesach, Pesach Shul Enish Karis. Pesach is more Chomer, it's Enish Karis. That's why it's Deicha Tumah and Shabbos. Aval Tumah, the Enish Karis, same Loi. Kamash Lom, no. Because when a Hani Tarti, if it said both Tumah and Pesach, they both have Milas. Havina Hani, who just said those two, you wouldn't learn anything from it. Why? You'll say those two are Deicha Shabbos and Tumah. Why? Because Yeshvem Tzad Chomer has a Tzad Chomer. What is that? Tamid Tardiv Kol. Tamid is every single day and it's completely burnt on his back. And Pesach showing his cards. Avashar Kabbalah Siba, although it's Kabbalah Siba, we want to know. Emeloi. Kasar Achmana Elu Tashul Hashem and Mayadechem. It says in the Pasuk Mayadechem by the Kabbalah Siba. Vikasar Achmana Elu Tashul Hashem and Mayadechem. Havamina Shar Kabbalah Siba Bon Lechaper. You would say dafka these kabbanos because they're bala chaper. They have a kapara, like Rashi explains. Even a musaf, even a oila, it's a musaf. It's also mechaperes al nasei, or a lava nitik lasei, and the other chatas we know for sure comes for chatos. But you wouldn't know oimer and shtei alechem. But oimer and shtei alechem, they ain't bala chaper. That's not a kapara. Those kabbanos are not a kapara. They're lahater el lahater ba'almanu. Those are there to be matir the chadosh the klal yisrael to eat and. Shtei Alechem is Mate Chitim Di Rufa Menachis from the Chadosh. So the only Lahat and Ala Kapara, you would think that's not Deicha Kemash Lon, that's also Deicha. Because Rachmana Oimer Vestei Alechem Luchudai, you would say Hamina Adarava. Oimer Vestei Alechem Dalime, they're better. The bottom line, they have a Hanach Loi, Kamash Loi, no. Akapanim, we have a Tzricha, so everything has its own milas. Tosfos speaks that you could have maybe said two of them, make a Ma'atzad. Tosfos says it must have been some kind of Pircha. Akapanim, Lemaisa was saying they all needed and all learned that from Mayed that the Deicha, Shabbos, and Tuma. Now the Gemara to go into the Iker Din that the carbon is Deicha Tuma. We know this machlaik is tuma dechuyah b'tzibah or tuma hutter b'tzibah. The difference is that tuma dechuyah b'tzibah means it's a b'diavet to do b'tuma. If you have an eitzah to get around it, you get around it. Hutter b'tzibah means if Klai Yisrael is tuma, it's mamash muta gomer. And one of the nafkaminis of who in the Gemara is, do you need a tzitz to be meratza? If you hold dechuyah b'tzibah, you could do it, but we need a little help. We need a tzitz to be meratza. Mashayin, if you hold hutter b'tzibah, then you don't need a tzitz, it's mamash muta. That's one discussion we'll have in the Gemara. Another discussion we'll have in the Gemara is that tzitz meratza on achilos. Maybe tzitz only meratza on a dam that you've been mechapa with. But it's also meratza al achilos that says that the food that's supposed to be eaten, the basar kosher supposed to be eaten, is a meratza on that as well. If it's meratza, we're not being allowed to eat it. It would just mean it's ki'ilu, it's around, and it's not tummy. That's what tzitz meratza would be. You just have to know those two facts in order to start the Gemara. Savarua, the Bnei Yeshiva assumed the Lekuliyama Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur. Everyone holds Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur, which means there is a Tano argument in that, but the halach is Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur. Ubayi Tzitz Ratzis. And therefore, since we hold Dechuyah B'Tzibur, we need Tzitz Ratzis. Why? The Leka Tana Shamele Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur El Rabbi Yehuda. The only Tana we find that holds that Tumah Hutter receiver is only Rabbi Yehuda, and we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda in this case, because we'll see it's Rabbi the Torah speaks out that's Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yasi who argue on him, and therefore we don't pass Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya linked to the Brisa. So where's this machlokes of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda of Tumah Hutter receiver or Tumah Dechuyah receiver? The Tanya linked to the Brisa. Tzitz. The Tzitz is one of the eight big dekuna kangado wears. So the Tanakhama says, Bein Sheyishnu, which is Rav Shimon, Bein Sheyishnu al Mitzchoy, Saif the Kohen is wearing it, or Bein Sheyishnu al Mitzchoy, Saif is not wearing it, Meratza. It does its job, it's Meratza on Klai Yisrael, on the Kabbonis of Klai Yisrael, the Rav Shimon. Rav Yudemir says, no, Eideu al Mitzchoy, if he's wearing it, Meratza. It's a Ritzu, it works to be Machshu, the Kabbonis of Klai Yisrael. Ein Eideu al Mitzchoy, Ein Meratza, it's not Meratza if he's not wearing it. So I'm a lawyer of Shimon. Rav Shimon says, what do you mean? You have to wear it to Meratza? I'm a lawyer of Shimon. Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, he doesn't wear it. Why? Because he wears the four big day love on Yom Kippur. He doesn't wear the big day the big day Zav. When he goes to the Kodesh Kodosh, he doesn't wear it because Ein Kateg Anasas Aneg. He don't want the gold to come in because it's similar to the ego. So he's not wearing the tzitz at that time. She'ena al mitzchay Meratza. And we know that on Yom Kippur, if someone is Tameh, if the Kohen Gadol is Tameh, there's Tumah Hutter B'Tzibah, and it works, even though he has no tzitz. So Rav Shimon's tinding, they see, you don't have to wear the tzitz. Amaloi, no, it's not a raya. Hanach Lech Burim Shem, Tumah Hutter B'Tzibah. So Rav Yehuda answers back, you don't need a tzitz, because Tumah Hutter B'Tzibah. So you see from Rav Yehuda, that Tumah Hutter B'Tzibah, and you see Rav Shimon, who has a taina, that you need a tzitz, and it's being a raya from that, tzitz is meratza, even if it's not a mitzchah, is a raya that the tzitz works. That Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibah, they need a tzitz even by Tumah B'Tzibah. So it's a raya he holds Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibah. That's Rav Shimon's sheet, then we pass like that. So the first thing the Bnei Yeshiva assumed was that Rav Shimon's sheet is Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibah. And therefore you need tzitz. That's fact number one. Fact number two is the Kuli Amma in that tzitz meratza al achilas. Tzitz is not meratza on the basar. If the basar becomes Tameh, or Shiyari Mincha become Tameh, that tzitz not meratza on that. Tzitz on meratza on tumas adam to allow it to be zorik on mizbech and to be a kapara. But it's not meratza on the achilas, on the basa. Because the only one who holds that is Ela Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, tzitz meratza al achilas. Rabbi Eliezer holds tzitz is meratza al achilas. Rabbi Yosi Omer, it is meratza al achilas. And we pass on the Rabbi Yosi because Rabbi Yosi is in the Mukimah. So after we have those two facts that we're assuming now, the halacha is tumah dechuyah b'tzibah, and therefore you need a tzitz. And number two is tzitz not meratza al achila; it's only on dam. So we're going to set you up now for kasha. We know there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, which will come in a second. If you're allowed to be zayruk the dam, when you don't have basa, Rabbi Yeshua's shita is, you're only allowed to be Zerik the Dam if the Basar is still around. But if the Basar became Tame, or got lost, or got burnt already, you cannot be Zerik Dam. That means you shech the behema, you separate the Dam from the behema. Unless before you had a chance to do Zerika, there was a fire and the whole Basar burnt up. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you cannot do Zerika. Because if ain Basar, ain Dam. So therefore, the Gemara is going to set you up now for a kasha. It's going to take a while to get there, but the kasha will be is that if the basar becomes tamei, so l'chayra, fi Rabbi Yeshua, you won't be able to have a kapara of dam. Why not? Because you have no basar, and the tzitz doesn't work for the basar. And it's tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur. So if the basar becomes tamei, you're going to be stuck. And our Mishnah says that if you could do b'tumah, so our kasha will be a kasha on Rabbi Yeshua. But the Gemara is going to take a while to get to this, to get to the end of this question. First, the Gemara is bringing the Machlokes from Ein Basar Ein Dam. Leima Masdisim Deloi Ke Neima Leiker Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe our mission is not like Rabbi Yeshua. The time went to the Braisa. Vasisa Alisecha Basar Dam. The pasuk says, "Bring the Oila Habasar V'Hadam." And we darshan Rabbi Yeshua Eimer darshan from this words Basar V'Dam Ein Dam Ein Basar. If there's no dam, which means you're not Zorik Adam, you can't eat the Basar. If there's no basar, ain't dam, you can't be zarek the dam. You need both of them to be intact. And it's a vuya the Gemara later on, when it says basar, it doesn't have to mean the basar that you're going to eat. Basar for the mizbeach also, the emurim also is enough. One of them is intact is enough. Either the emurim or the basar you're going to eat is enough. But if you have nothing, ain't dam, you can't be makar the dam. Can't be zarek the dam. Ain't basar, ain't dam. Rav Eliezer, no, dam apish ain't basar. Even though the basar is not here anymore, you're allowed to be zarek the dam. And you'll get your kapara. Why? Shinam, it says in the pasuk, "V'dam zivachecha yishafech." The pasuk says, "You spill the dam." It's possible the dam itself does the job. So that's machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Umari mekayim v'asitza l'secha basar v'adam. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with the pasuk "habasar v'adam"? It sounds like they're both the same. Loim v'loch a different hekesh. Man dam bezrika. Just like dam, you zerik on the mizbeach. Af basar has din zrika. How is that? Because they first put the basar onto the kevesh, which is the ramp that goes to the mizbeach, and from there you throw it onto the mizbeach. It's only called throwing if there's a space. Have a oimer, a little katan, you have to kevesh and mizbeach. There's a little space between the kevesh and the mizbeach, and you have to throw over that space. And that's why it's called ezrika. That's what we learn after the pasuk, v'asisa l'secha basar adam, that they're both bezrika. So that's Rabbi Eliezer's din, that he holds, ein basar, that even if ein basar, yesh dam, you can still make ezrika. Because there's a dam of a chal yoshafech. I, asisa, asacha, basva adam. That teaches us that they're both bezrika. You have to throw it over an open space from the kevesh to his back. Rabbi Yeshua, what does he do with the pasuk? Nami aksiv, v'dam zavachecha yoshafech. I, it says in the pasuk, v'dam zavachecha yoshafech. Amalach. Which means for the dam alone, you don't need anything else. Dam alone, you can do zrika. Haksiv gabei. The pasuk says right after the basa taychel. It says dam zavachel shafech amizbech Hashem lekecha v'basa taychel. So it says you need basa taychel. Okay, so in Cain, why you need v'asisa elasecha basa v'adam and v'dam zavachel shafech v'basa taychel? Why in trei kari lamali chad ba'oila and chad b'shlamim? One's ba'oila, one's b'shlamim. That's zrika. Because of Rachman about Oila, they need both the Basar and the Dam. Havamina Oila who the Chamira shekain kol. Since it's a chamardik thing, you have to makar the whole Oila on his back. You need both the Basar and the Dam. Havashlamim like Chamira v'loy. You would say no. Because of Rachman Shlamim, if the Torah just said Shlamim, Havamina Adrabe the Isbei who shtei achilas. There it makes sense. You have to have the Basar and the Dam because you're going to eat the Basar. It's a different thing. One's his back and one's for you. They both need basar adam. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, sisa secha basar adam says you need both of them to be intact for the carbon to work. And you have a pasuk side by basar, side by shlom, side by oila. One's the pasuk of sisa secha basar adam side by oila. The dam is the vachecha yeshafech. That pasuk will be by shlom.